Hey, you want that to go?
Now time for some takeouts on news stories that we're following. And John, I'm not sure if this is a takeout on media, religion, or sports. Fox News analyst Britt Hume had some advice for Tiger Woods this past weekend.
The extent to which he can recover, it seems to me, depends on his faith. He's said to be a Buddhist. I don't think that faith offers the kind of forgiveness and redemption that is offered by the Christian faith. So my message to Tiger would be, Tiger, turn your faith, turn to the Christian faith, and you can make a total recovery and be a great example to the world.
So he's saying that Christianity is an upgrade from Buddhism?
Yeah, I think he's saying that if he were a Buddhist, if he were not a Buddhist, he'd be a better person. Joining us now is Robert Thurman, a professor of Buddhist studies at Columbia University. Robert, in the full interest of disclosure, I myself am a Buddhist and my hackles are up. But explain this to me, this idea that Christianity reveres forgiveness and Buddhism does not. Is that true?
No, that is not true. I think both religions revere forgiveness. All religions revere forgiveness, and they encourage that good quality in people, and they have intercessors or messiah figures of various types who try to help the beings find the right path and overcome having the problem of doing something negative or sinful.
I think also, you know, there's this idea that Buddhists don't, don't quote-unquote, believe in Jesus. That's not entirely true either.
Well, there are some people who think that even maybe some Buddhists will say that, because Buddhists who have converted from a Western tradition tend to try to differentiate themselves from the monotheistic traditions. And so they'll say, well, we don't have sin, we don't have this and that. But of course they do. Any tradition that has ethics has evil, which is when you break ethical commandments, such as Tiger did. He committed adultery, and he needs the forgiveness of his wife, especially. That's what he really needs. And he needs to repent his own behavior and get back on the sort of straight and narrow.
Okay.
But that's really none of our business to tell him. That's his business and his family. And Britt Hume was way out of line there. And actually, he can see that Buddhists are very forgiving because nobody's really raised too much of a fuss about it.
Yeah, the Dalai Lama hasn't been on Fox.
Exactly, and that's another Buddhist thing. None of our business is very much more Buddhist.
Absolutely.
Christianity, it's our business, okay? Maybe a little more?
Yeah.
You think Christianity's a little more nosy than Buddhists are on stuff like this?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody is quite similar. And the thing is, another thing is that he's being kind of rude to Christianity, I think, Britt Hume. He really needs a little comparative religion and education by implying that somehow his sins will all be just taken care of if he just converts to Christianity, and indicating in a way implicitly that Christianity is not an ethical religion and that his ethical misdeeds will not haunt him, whatever his religion. And Jesus would certainly not agree with that if you read the Gospels. And so he really needs a little upgrade in his religious understanding, Mr. Hume does.
See, this is the problem with starting a fight with a Buddhist, Robert Thurman, professor of Buddhist studies at Columbia University, because you're just not taking the bait. I mean, you know, to say things like, I don't agree, it's okay, he's misled, that's no way to get into a fight.
Well, yeah, you can't start a fight with a Buddhist, right?
I don't know if he really. I guess he thinks that Buddhists don't exist. He's just living in his Fox News world where fundamentalists rule, and he thinks it's just fine to do that and ingratiate himself with fundamentalists about Jesus. But he's being rude to Jesus, rude to Buddhists, and he needs a little, as I said, a little upgrade in his own education.
Robert, can I ask you just one thing? You know, some people have said that Britt Hume was proselytizing as a Christian, and he maybe gets points for doing that publicly. Is there a tradition of that in Buddhism, of proselytizing, of conversion?
No, not really. There is a tradition of people being happy about their own faith in some way, saying that what I do is nice or what I believe is nice, or that's a normal thing for people to do. But in the position of being on television as a pundit, in a way that was proselytizing, I think even Bill O'Reilly was teasing him that he was proselytizing. I heard that. And he was kind of mumbling, well, gee, I don't know, or something like that. And So that was, he was sort of saying to people, everyone should convert to Christianity and they'll all be fine. And that's not fair to either Christianity. Why does Christianity want all the sinners? They don't. Everybody has their own sinners and everybody should take care of them themselves.
You know? Good point. Robert Thurman, professor of Buddhist studies at Columbia University, thinks. And I should, let me just point out here.
We learn watches O'Reilly.
Right. But here's the thing for me. I have to tell you that one of the five no-nos in Buddhism is sexual misconduct.
Yeah, yeah, he couldn't have justified himself, Tiger Woods, couldn't
have. No, he was in trouble as a Buddhist also.
Well, how do you justify the kinds of things that Elvis ate in his, how many years of life? He has a birthday coming up this week, 75 tomorrow. And we started the celebrations early. We asked you about some of his favorite foods, the king of bad-for-you comfort foods, also the king of rock and roll. But peanut butter and nanner sandwiches, that's what Elvis liked to eat. But what are you eating?
This is Nancy from Charlotte, North Carolina. My favorite comfort food is sweet potato pudding with marshmallows on top, just the way Grandma used to make it.
Comfort food? Oh, either ravioli or ziti with gobs of tomato sauce, no meat, and some sautéed vegetables if I can get to them. Followed by a hot fudge sundae with buttercrunch ice cream, gobs of hot fudge, and just a touch of marshmallow.
Just a touch. A touch. A smidge of marshmallow. David in Enid, Oklahoma writes, take your pick. Cheese and crackers, homemade huevos rancheros, my wife's lasagna or enchiladas, garlic smashed potatoes, buffalo wings.
And is there anything that's not a comfort food for you, David? Jean has a suggestion straight out of Asia. She writes on our site, thetakeaway.org, my mom's version of ochazuke, canned tuna and green tea over leftover rice. I pour the leftover tea on the rice, microwave it, and add a dash of soy sauce.
That sounds great. The king wouldn't eat something that good for you, but how about this from Sean in Oklahoma City? Bobo's chicken in northeast Oklahoma, smoked, deep, fried, baked, and smothered in honey.
Holy cow.
What's your suggestion? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, Freakonomics.